So I think we can go ahead and probably just get started. First fun and exciting thing, property and auto insurance renewal, Madam Clerk.
Well, I had emailed you guys that we needed to order this, so we went ahead and placed the order. I just wanted you to ratify the decision to do this insurance renewal for the city, but I wanted you all to have a copy of it.
I don't think there's anything too wrong compared to last year.
Other than this one, so we added property.
Everything more expensive this year? Any questions on the insurance?
I think so, that was back and I thought it was here.
We don't have to vote on that, right?
No.
Oh yeah, why am I looking at you?
We're done voting.
I'm not looking at you.
Yeah, you're done voting. You guys are here for the break, we're gonna vote in a minute.
Yeah.
You can be next door. Proposed changes to the city code regarding alcoholic beverages.
So the first one, at our last department meeting, I brought this up and Dennis modified it. This has to do with when we had to be changed to our alcohol code, our liquor dealers were okay with what state statute used to say, where they were not allowed to serve alcohol until 10 a.m. on Sundays. Otherwise, they can, I think it's 6 a.m. they can start serving, you know. But when we wrote this, we basically, just as you read the top section, section one is what it currently says, section two is what it will be changed to. We basically said that they can't even open their doors until 10 a.m. The way it was written. So we had some questioning that's like, well, I serve breakfast just because I can't serve a Bloody Mary until 10. This says I can't open my establishment. So that's what this would change. But since I was doing that, I know there had been some discussion about if we want, we wanted to do a open container area in the downtown area. So what I saw is that we need two things. One, we have to allow it, which would be this section 3C. And then in there it says that it will be allowed in the downtown district. Well, then we need to create a downtown district for open container area. So that's what the other one. I will have Dennis review all of these, but I wanted you guys to see them so that we could take it. And before we start voting on it at a council meeting, I would propose that we have a meeting with the liquor dealers.
Absolutely.
And just let them know what we have proposed and.
Julie, was the downtown district, wasn't that just gonna be the, what was the B3 district?
It can be. I mean, we can, whatever. I modified this after what Laramie does. They include a map and I would advise that we do also. So, you know, they just have a simple map and it's in color, but I couldn't agree with the white.
Yeah. And is any of these changes, is that gonna change Sundays from 10 a.m. to 8 to meet the other days? Because I remember when we did make those changes to match what the state was doing, there was at least one establishment at the time saying, well, we would like to be able to serve liquor with brunch before 10 a.m. And there was only one at the time that was even doing that.
So that isn't included in here. We can change that. This is just changing that one paragraph that allows them to be open.
Well, I think if you went around to some of these places serving breakfast that have liquor license, they've been serving alcohol the whole time before 10 a.m.
I would agree.
So I don't know why we just don't make it right.
Right.
8 a.m. or whatever that time is that.
Yeah, the only reason we left it is because they told us. So I will run these by Dennis and have Cam review them, but that, and I know you guys won't be here, but I would encourage you to sit in on those meetings just that you were here when we had the prior changes and just walk people through. And Mike, do you have any questions on what has been discussed as far as open container in the downtown area?
Nope.
Not good. Laramie does this. They've done it just for two summers. They did it in 2020, did this open container downtown, and it was just from the second year. They are considering making a permit. I think one of their things is they just don't know how many people will want to consume outside in the winter months. So theirs might just be.
Isn't that when you need to consume?
Right. I don't know. I think you can't get a hold of the kids.
Much easier.
Right. And this will have to do with your planning and zoning? With the change in ordinance?
I don't know that it would have to do with the zoning.
The ordinance change, according to our ordinance, is set to by the zoning, the public hearing. Through planning and zoning first commission. I'll read on that, but I'm pretty positive because I'm about to do one on the feeding the turkeys, and it's got to go through planning and zoning. Any ordinance change?
Doesn't sound like. That doesn't sound like.
I'll look into it, but I'm pretty sure that's the way our ordinance.
What do we need council for then?
Right, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Give it all the planning money.
Alright. We'll look into it, but I.
Yeah, if it needs to, it can. One final thing I have a note here. State statute 315-235. State law does not allow open container and vehicles, so.
That would still stay the same.
Yeah, so we can't relax that.
So I can't drive down with an open beer as long as they just walk around downtown?
Yeah.
So without even a limousine?
Limousine is different. Yeah, limousine is have a.
Well, they have exception. You just have to start a feature.
For coffee.
That's what? That's Dan on his retirement plan.
Somebody else drives, so you can sit in the back.
Any more questions on the ordinances?
So I know we need to definitely change the one as far as that they can be open for business, that first one. But before we do it, are you guys ready to take it to your house? Or I know there is a contingency that will be pretty against it, and then others that will be for it. But we'll start with a meeting with the liquor dealers so that they know. I picture that meeting with the liquor dealers will talk about more than just downtown area. They're kind of wanting to get together, and I like that about our liquor dealers, that they, it's not necessarily an us versus them anymore. It's, we want to solve the problems together and do responsible alcohol service and sales, and then it helps them all be on the same page, because they're not all, there's some that are, you know, just where they're buying some of their stuff. And we probably could even bring the liquor division here too, because there's some things that, say, Prairie Berry Winery in South Dakota isn't listed with the liquor division. Can they buy from them, or can they only buy from the liquor division? And that would be questions that the liquor division can talk to these guys.
Wasn't there some loophole to that though, if they couldn't get them like a local that they could buy, so then reason there was some.
Yeah, and it, just a good thing to remember too, that, you know, one liquor establishment can't sell to another liquor establishment. It all has to go through the state, you know. Some of these things can get into trouble, so. And we have new owners. It's alcohol sales are new to some of our owners, so it would just be a good refresher. So WAM Winter Workshop, Scott, Myra, and Mike are signed up. Mike, you're at the Little America. You're at the Spring Hill. Myra is staying with family, I think. I'll double check with her. I'll get you signed up if you want. John, do you want to go to the WAM Winter Workshop? It's the 25th through the 27th of January.
January.
It's coming up quick.
Let me get back to you.
Okay. Just wanted you to know that it will be at LCCC, which is different. It won't be at the Little America. Tonight's show flow, it's the end for you guys. So we'll call the meeting to order, do the Pledge of Allegiance, do you approve the minutes? Mary Hoopy can't be with us tonight, so Dennis will do yours and Myers, and then it's all the department heads or the police chief. Can you be at the meeting for your oath of office, building inspector?
That didn't sound like a question.
You'll be at the meeting.
You will be voluntold.
Larry, director, he should be here. We'll get out of the department.
Yeah. Should walk.
So we'll
who's
have.
Who's going to swear in Dennis?
Well, we'll do that like before the, or Mary can do it. Yeah. And then we do have a public hearing for a bar and grill license. This is the Johnsons. I do think you're going to have some other input from a couple different establishments that are also seeking that bar and grill license.
Question.
Yes.
Regarding that, I was going to bring that up. Because I have heard others were interested in that license. So what is their plan? Like, I remember when we approved it the first time, and I believe it was Scott that brought it up, right about that, why they needed the bar and grill in Virginia. But I think it was because maybe they didn't have enough room in the back. Was that?
So I guess, and I don't have Dennis here. To
what is their business plan?
John, do you
want to
recuse yourself maybe? Just so I just don't think you should hear any of the discussion. You don't get to vote on it.
Yeah,
and I know you're
that.
Not an owner in the license, but the one of the groups that is coming, I just think that we should just not get your input at all. Just
no, that's fine.
Yeah. So
let me fill my coffee.
Yeah,
first.
You do.
I'd say you can go somewhere and have a drink, but not till 8 o'clock.
Well, don't do it in your vehicle.
Wait,
can't drink in your car anymore.
6 o'clock. The law is 6 a.m. Today.
Yeah, but our ordinance is 8. Anyway.
Okay.
I think you have coffee.
Yeah. And I don't know that that was necessary. I just think that.
I understand.
It would just be great to. So the Johnsons are going to be, Scott, do you know where it is? 90?
Where Susan Harris' office is.
Yeah, old place.
Yeah. They won't be here tonight to talk about it. Mark Wilson is stepping in for them. So it just gets sticky. I know I have received another application for from. Well, it'd be Louis Mullins, I don't remember the name, but he wants to have a transfer from RV Dreams, Paisanos, for the full retail. Paisanos has put in for the bar and grill license. So it could get sticky. Sorry, Mike, we're going to throw this at you at your first meeting. And then Tom Martins will also be here because he's building another building up there. He wants to put the bar and grill at Southside Grill and have the full retail
I think with the thing with Tom is they're so far away from having that done, you'd have a license just sitting around for over a year.
And I think there's some, and I don't know, we have approved Bond's Brewery for this last year and they never did open. So Liquor Division is kind of pushing us a little bit that so what we would do in this case, if you did approve tonight, we would approve it, but we wouldn't issue it. It's just a technicality thing, but it's not issued, we issue it then. The other thing you could do is just table it all, just not issue, and you guys don't get to weigh in on this, but table it all and just wait till we have the best plan. Because we have one bar and grill license right now that normally would have just been renewed, but they didn't renew it, so now it's a new issue. There is proposed legislation. Mike, what do you think? Do you think that will go through, that we will get more bar and grill?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that does get passed down there.
And so then what's proposed is that by 2030, we don't have restaurant licenses anymore. They all kind of become bar and grill, and there's no limit on restaurant licenses. So, I mean, this could all be solved in a few months, depending on what the legislature does.
So a little backing on the Johnsons, they're not ready for nothing. That's a change of occupancy. They're going to have to go through a fire, state review, engineer plans on whatever they're going to do down there in that building, and then the permit through us. But they're looking at a couple months process there at least to get
Yeah, I was wondering what that plan was, Terry.
Yeah, I don't know. I've worked with them. They kind of had a tussle with me on that. And there's no bathroom in there, and so they're gonna have to add a bathroom. They got some hoops to jump through to get that ready.
Then this one should be open probably March, is my guess.
So they're not close. I mean, they're not going to be overnight either. Open the doors.
I guess my biggest question is why? What's the advantage of having a bar and grill versus a restaurant? Is it a room issue? Is there no room in the back to serve in the back? What advantage do they have of having a bar and grill over a restaurant?
So a restaurant, and I know that we had some changes last legislation. Right. It used to be that they had to dispense from a room and then they could bring it out there. Now I think you can open the wine at the table and serve right there. But you can't sit up to a bar. So while Paisanos could probably do a restaurant license, they have that bar in there. If you slide it across the bar, that's different than if you serve it at their table. Remember with the restaurant at the theater, they can hand it to them, you can't consume it there.
Right.
And so where the food service is and where the alcohol is, there's apparently supposed to be two different. I haven't gotten an order to beer at the theater. But they can't just slide it across with your popcorn. Scott, it from somewhere else. And you can't stand up. So basically, it's that scene.
I don't know anybody that's ordering.
Well, the bar and grill doesn't have a fixed percent they're looking for food, either, do they?
It does. It's 64. Still the 64. Yep.
That's just like the restaurant thing?
Yes, it's just that you have a seating area. That's why they're replacing the restaurant with bar and grill.
And I don't understand why Paisanos. I mean, the whole reason why they went after that full retail license because they were going to do catering, and now they've struggled with just being able to have enough employees to stay open. So.
I know the Johnsons want a full retail because they plan on, what they'd like to do is give you you can buy a gift basket or a meal, whatever, and it comes with a bottle of wine, and you can't do that with bar and grill or restaurant. The only time that was allowed was when COVID was, when the governor changed the rule a little bit and let everybody, because there's no package sale with bar and grill. Just full retail.
I'm glad I won't be there then.
So, the only thing tonight, because we have the public hearing tonight for the Rosie's Cafe, that's the only thing that you can vote on tonight. You can't vote that we give it to somebody else because we haven't had a public hearing. any other liquor. You know, you can't just say, well, we'll give it to this establishment.
So is the new place called Rosie's Cafe?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Rosie?
I don't know. The doc. I don't
know. I have so many questions.
Now on vacation now, so I'm not able for coming.
Why are they bringing it if they're on vacation?
Well, I think they're afraid of losing it.
Well, I didn't understand why they didn't apply for it before and then transfer it.
Well, because, so, you can transfer the location of the barn grill, but their lease had to go through the end of this next year for the period. They don't have a lease that long at Virginia. So, they would have to have a lease through there and then work on the other, and they were working on the other lease. It gets complicated. Yeah, and then the rest of the, we can get bring John back, but the rest of the meeting is just designating positives.
I don't think just the whole.
What's that?
I don't know so stupid. His relationship, his relationship, please.
He's owner in the building. Some board appointments, and then Dave Kinski is coming to give a legislative update.
Tonight?
Tonight?
Do you think we'll be here till 6:30?
Yeah, I have enough. That's all I have.
That was enough. Now that
Happy New Year!
Now that I can hear my hair turning green. Bless.
We just been plowing snow and half a run three garbage trucks today to make up for the holiday. And we'll do a bunch of sanding again. We've hauled a lot of snow though this year already. It's a bunch. I think we've plowed the school 5 times so far. Twice in one day when the wind's blowing. Other than that, that's about all we've been doing.
Councilman-elect. Chief.
Not much new on my end. We have Amber headed back to the academy in the middle of the month. We may actually get one of our trucks in the next couple of weeks. We'll see. Fingers crossed. Other than that, it's been status quo.
Chief
Gamble.
Yeah. Don't have anything. I'm trying to get a summary of last year's stuff we did to you by next week or so.
Is the school working on their fire panel at all?
You're talking about
that. We've kind of left. We have left that up to the chief. Yeah, they are. They're saying they're working on it, but there was another call this morning, one last night, two yesterday. We've changed. We aren't running trucks anymore. Just running PD up there. If the panel shows all clear, then because it's still not alarming at the building. Nobody even knows the alarm going off at the alarm company.
And it's basically reading there's some issue between the new system and the older system, and they're not compatible. And so what we're doing is just have an officer go up, check the panel, instead of calling out fire every single time.
It's been relentless lately.
It's been, it's actually gotten worse.
Yeah.
So the more they try to fix it.
Yeah. So we had a call into Zinc and let him know what's going on. And if continues, I'll touch base with Gibb tomorrow again. I'll stop by and they're going to have to do something here, whether you know, it's going to come down to it where it's taking up a lot of services and money. So,
Terry?
Building's slowing down this time of year. Working on some things for planning. Like I said, we're looking at changing the ordinance pertaining to contact with wildlife and sea limits. That will include turkeys, basically, on that. So that's on the agenda this month.
Have they ever been listed before, Terry?
No. It says it's going off of basically Game and Fish's definitions of big game or fur-bearing thing, and but they're also on their exact thing. It goes on to say turkeys or, you know, give the definitions of game birds or whatever, so we're just going to add that in there, basically, to include that, so it can be enforced if they're caught red-handed feeding, throwing feed out and turkeys. I mean, just something, you know, working with Jim Siemens, he suggested that our ordinances were too loose on that, and there's nothing that anybody can do because of it, that you know, can't basically give anyone a ticket for it, so... So he was wanting to see something changed on that, so we're looking at that, and that'll go in front of planning and zoning this month. Other than that, being slow in the building, I've been trying to catch up on hours on to renew online certification, so about 12 more hours to get to hurry up on my certs. So I've been doing some online stuff there.
They still plowing trap over there for those turkeys?
He said they were this winter. He just says there's not much luck, and I guess there's certain spots that can't do it, and that's kind of a, I've got a list a mile long of people saying they'll let them put traps in their yard, but I guess it's a pretty big deal. It's not, yeah, you know, I guess you're talking about a trap, but I guess it's more elaborate than what I'm thinking. But yeah, I've got quite a few people on Adams Street raising their hands saying, put one in my yard.
They call them. Like,
well, I know one person that's not on that.
Yeah, so I hope I still have some plans to relocate some of them this winter. I know everybody else does, but
Maybe this will help have a little bit of a enforcement behind it if we need to go that far. But,
Councilman Manson?
I don't think I have any.
No boards, no council items? Councilman Camino?
Nothing at this time.
We got an email about a letter of interest for another attorney that like hasn't gone anywhere. I don't know if she hasn't heard back from anybody.
She said she sent a letter in August and then in December.
I don't know. That came out this weekend, so.
Did you talk to her? So we did talk to her when she sent the letter out. Or was talk to her?
I am.
Yeah, I got it, man. Next department head meeting February 7th.
There was one more thing on the tree issue, I guess, and we went down on it. Parkland tree is volunteering. They want to keep the tree. They're volunteering to throw their resources at it, free charge, trimming. I guess one of their emails said they had suggestions on how we could sweep them without removing them. So I guess I don't know to follow up on that or what we want to tell them or you know something to think about.
Is it the Schumanns you said?
Yeah, the Heartland Tree. Yeah, Heartland Tree. Yeah.
So is there a proposal that they'll trim the trees if we don't?
Yeah, they'll trim them, maintain them just one time. I mean, not forever long before, but get them to where they need to be, I guess, as far as right now. They had some suggestions on removing the graves around them and just leaving any dirt or something, but they felt their opinion was they could all stay except for maybe one, and it was really going through the sidewalk and busting it up, I guess. So they went through a good evaluation on each tree. I mean, they listed the species of the tree, what it was, so they seemed to think that.
I mean, I know we've talked, this has been out in public, that this was something that the city was looking at doing as part of this project, and now this is just going to come up, and I don't care if the tree did move or not, but has anyone from the tree board ever come in?
I think they are with the tree.
I think they are.
Yeah.
But that didn't come up until November, and I was just.
Yeah, they're the only ones, and they're with the tree board, and so they went around and did that, and they kind of put a cost evaluation on trimming each one and everything else, pretty professional. And so they're just throwing that out there that they would do that in lieu of removing them. So, like I said, I don't know. Whatever you guys want to do there, but I don't know. What do you think, Les?
Well, a few of them that are actually pushing up the sidewalk, and you cannot prepare that without taking the tree out.
And they're just going to keep growing. I mean, I get it.
Yeah. We had a letter or an email from someone that was upset that they're not going to live long enough to
regrow another tree.
Seed another tree or something.
I know. I mean, I don't think they were meant to be shade trees. They're like an ornamental type.
It's not.
Yeah,
like
they were not supposed to get near that big.
Right. And so if we do keep them, you're talking we're going to have to add maintenance to them every year, some sort of budget there to upkeep them. And
keep them out of signs.
Yeah.
But between now and then, shouldn't we take them up on their offer to trim them?
Well, I don't know. That you don't have,
down the road.
If you have them trim them and then cut them down, I mean,
yeah.
If we're going to cut them down, I don't think we invest anything into it or anybody invest any time
money
into it.
But I think that's spiteful. I mean, it seems spiteful. I think you should say, give it a try. If you're willing to do this, trim them. But then it didn't really do any good, if that's your conclusion.
You need to do some type of contract with them for services. You're going to want to prove
for free.
Yeah, I think so. Permission.
I don't know.
I don't know.
They can operate as part of the creek board, can't they?
Yeah, or just authorize them through that.
So we have a trails board, and they do trails work.
Yeah. Just so somehow they have authorization to trim them if anybody ever complains.